we're very concerned about this issue on the West Coast because a large percentage of our beef and pork exports, especially the chilled exports, Dave, go off the West Coast.
And that's Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. The ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, California closed for 2 days earlier this month when union workers went on strike during contract negotiations.
They're back to normal now, but this centers around the longshoreman contract that has not been renewed yet. Hopefully that was a one-off incident and we won't see a recurrence.
He says union workers at those two ports have been working without a labor contract since last July.
And that's not unusual. That happens, it seems like, whenever they do renew the contract. But it's now dragging into April of the following year, so it's a bit concerning.
Hallstrom says another work stoppage at those ports would impact not only the food supply chain, but also the overall ag economy.
Well, it wasn't that long ago during COVID where we had that very situation where things were getting backed up on the West Coast, and we certainly don't need to relive those times because the chilled products, chilled beef and chilled pork, are some of our highest value products. It's essential that we're efficient on the West Coast where we can get them out in a reasonable length of time and not have delays of a week or more. There's a large economic impact. We get back to where we were 2 years ago during COVID.
And that may lead many companies to divert their non-perishable ag exports through ports along the East and Gulf Coasts instead, which may cause further backups and delays for those other ag products. I'm CJ Miller.